Last month's CD Wishlist series prompted quite a few of you to offer your own suggestions for the best vinyl recordings that have not yet been brought into the digital age. Cliff Sloan from Seattle recommends a recording called Estampi by the Studio for Early Music, led by Thomas Binkley. Sloan describes the recording as one of the best examples of a movement within medieval music circles that tried to play medieval pieces in a modal, quasi-Arabic style. Soundtracks and cast recordings were very well represented. Peter Rosso of El Cerrito, California, remembered the original version of Mi Bella Dama, or My Fair Lady, as directed by legendary Mexican theater performer Manolo Fabregas. The soundtrack to Fred Astaire's last starring role in a musical, Finian's Rainbow, remains a vinyl memory, thanks to Lynn Eddy for reminding us of that one. And Berkeley Rulin Miller of Pennsylvania reminded us of a shocking omission from the CD racks, Jerry Goldsmith's score to the film Patton. Of course, plenty of classical music still remains unavailable on CD. Frank Avalone collects Beethoven string quartets, and he swears by the Hungarian Quartets 3-LP box set from 1966. "I've kept a clean set stored away for 15 years," writes Avalone. Philip Garcia is wearing thin his vinyl recording of Julian Bream's classical guitar album. And the jazz world still has a few classics unrepresented. Mitchell Walker listens to our program in Pacific Palisades, California, and he mentioned that singer and songwriter Oscar Brown Jr.'s Between Heaven and Hell hasn't been reissued. Stephen Strauss of Oakland wrote to us about the Roger Kellaway cello quartet's Come to the Meadow. He adds, "The title song is used as the theme for public radio's venerable Selected Shorts program, and enthusiastic inquiries as to where the theme can be bought are balefully answered, 'We don't know.'" Even the cash cow that is pop music has been somewhat digitally neglected. Paul Urbans reminds us that much of Neil Diamond's early output on the Bang recording label is still not on CD. Urbans says Neil Diamond controls the Bang catalog, and all 25 songs would fit on one CD. However, he refuses to issue the material or allow another company to issue it. It's a big loss to Neil Diamond fans everywhere. And apparently, a great deal of singer David Byrne's music is unavailable on CD. The Talking Heads live album, the name of this band is Talking Heads, drew quite a few responses. Also, Byrne's collaboration with guitarist Robert Fripp on God Save the Queen was mentioned by one listener. And Mark Ludi, in Honor, Michigan, writes, "The one I've been holding my breath for is David Byrne's Music for the Knee Plays." He adds that he didn't realize how much of a collector's item this record had become. While trading LPs for CDs, a red flag should have gone up when the offer for this album was 3 times anything else I was trading at the time.
In the future, everyone will have the same haircut and the same clothes. Everyone will be very fat from the starchy diet. In the future, everyone will be very thin from not having enough to eat.
Many people are wistful for the vinyl recordings of their youth. Carly Simon and her sister Lucy recorded the cherished The Simon Sisters Sing for Children in 1969. Sarah Hayden at USC misses that one. Daniel Thomas is shocked that the Sterling Holloway narration of Prokofiev's Peter and the Wolf hasn't made the conversion to CD. And Debbie Gerlich of Boulder, Colorado, remembers her old Danny Kaye albums, specifically Mommy, Gimme a Drink of Water. Miss Gerlich wrote to us of the album's achingly beautiful orchestral arrangements.
Give me a drink of water. I'm thirsty. I want a drink of water. No, now! Not later! Now!
Thanks to everyone who wrote to us. For a look at last month's CD wish list, please visit our website at npr.org.